This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Please note that the story I'm about to introduce contains a graphic description of a piece of propaganda that is upsetting. It's part of an update on what are termed crisis pregnancy centers now that there's no longer a right to an abortion in America. These centers are nonprofits that can use taxpayer money with a controversial mission. They're set up to dissuade people from having the procedure, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Almost 8 years ago, Maliha Aziz found out she was pregnant. She went to a crisis pregnancy center in Dallas to get a free ultrasound. But before she could get it, they asked her to watch a 30-minute video of a crude simulation of what the center falsely represented as a doctor performing an abortion.
He was taking surgical instruments and fully grown human child and basically dissecting it and saying, look, this is abortion. This is what you're doing to your baby.
The center staff also told her that she couldn't get a medication abortion in Texas. It wasn't true, but Aziz didn't find that out until after she had paid to travel to Colorado Springs to get the abortion pills. She says the whole experience was so jarring that she devoted her life to telling people about it. She's now a community organizer for the Texas Equal Access Fund, a group that advocates for abortion access.
I try and educate people on the facts and how they manipulate and exploit folks and coerce them into carrying unwanted pregnancies to term.
She says part of her concern is that her tax dollars are helping fund these centers. Andrea Schwarzendruber, an associate professor at the University of Georgia, studies crisis pregnancy centers.
I think there are about 16 states that do have grant programs that publicly fund the centers.
Christian anti-abortion group Human Coalition helps run about 45 crisis pregnancy centers around the country, including in Texas, where Aziz lives. According to the group's financial records, almost half of its operating revenue came from government funding. Chelsea Yeoman is the group's legislative advisor.
In the state of Texas, there's $100 million allocated for now to serve women in need. And in fact, I'm already hearing talks about increasing that number.
Yeoman says that money helps connect pregnant women with resources, including medical care, housing, and sometimes food. She also doesn't think the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe will decrease the demand for their services.
Absolutely not. Of course not. No, actually, the funding is in place for this moment.
Many centers offer free supplies for mothers who keep their babies, things like baby clothes, diapers, wipes, even strollers. But to get them, mothers might have to commit to classes or to Bible study. Abby Friend lives in Forest, Ohio. She has two young daughters and says she visits the nearby Voice of Hope Pregnancy Center fairly often.
I basically just go in there, watch videos, and we talk about it, everything that we need to pray about. And then I go into like the little store and get the baby stuff.
She says her experience with the Crisis Pregnancy Center has been a positive one, and that she probably couldn't afford the stuff she gets there on her own. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.